me and you. Believe me, baby, I know it, baby, you know it too.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. President Trump is predicting a ceasefire in Ukraine in the not-too-distant future.
We're going to work toward getting it ended and as fast as possible. It's a horrible situation.
He spoke to the leaders of Ukraine and Russia today and said the two had agreed to immediately start peace talks. But Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth said today no one should expect Ukraine to regain the territory Russia seized in 2014. The BBC's James Waterhouse in Kyiv.
Essentially, Russia's long campaign of aggression into its 12th year has produced a return for Moscow if these American positions do last. We are seeing Donald Trump compliment Vladimir Putin. We've seen that prisoner release, and increasingly Ukraine is going to be thinking, well, what's in it for us? Kyiv is feeling sort of frozen out of discussions about its very future.
Hegseth said any settlement reach should be backed by international troops, but not U.S. forces. The White House lashed out today at the judges who are slowing the president's plans for reducing the size of the federal government. Stacey Lynn reports.
Press Secretary Caroline Levitt says the court rulings are coming from judicial activists on the bench.
They have issued at least 12 injunctions against this administration, often without citing any evidence or grounds for their lawsuit.
She reiterated what the president has stated.
We will comply with the law in the courts, but we will also continue to seek every legal remedy to ultimately overturn these radical injunctions and ensure President Trump's policies can be enacted.
But legal analyst Jessica Levinson says the big question is,
does the president have the power to do what he's doing here?
Stacey Lynn, CBS News, Washington.
Allison Keyes reports medical experts are monitoring outbreaks of measles across the U.S.
In Texas alone, there are at least 24 cases of measles in Gaines County, bordering New Mexico, and at least 9 people have been hospitalized. Dr. Amish Adalja says the outbreak was preventable.
It's those individuals who are not vaccinated, that, or maybe they're too young to be vaccinated, or their parents have chose not to get them vaccinated.
Another winter storm is piling up snow in the Midwest as it heads to the Northeast, and in the South, severe weather, even as the cleanup continues from the last storm.
It was a heavy, wet snow, so there's been a lot of trees down, a lot of power lines down, trees into power lines.
The latest inflation numbers show prices accelerating. CBS's Jill Schlesinger.
Food costs are up by 2.5% from a year ago. Energy is somewhat moderate, only up by 1%.
But the acceleration, she says, is enough to delay more interest rate cuts for the time being. On Wall Street, the Dow finished lower. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Slow and steady to start, now it'll pick up. Snow has already piled up in places a few inches, with more still to come. The National Weather Service has the winter storm warning running through 3 a.m. There have already been a number of spinouts and crashes, with law enforcement everywhere saying to slow down and give yourself some room to stop. A snow emergency runs in most communities through tomorrow. We'll get a look at the latest coming up in the forecast. Racine officials say they're working to improve snow removal efforts after facing criticism for the last time. A statement from the city of Racine says they've increased staffing. However, they're reminding people that plows prioritize main roads. An effort between Parkside and a local hospital group is getting renewed. Read all about the plan to support area healthcare workers at RacineCountyEye.com. Again, a winter storm warning through 3 a.m. and snow emergencies in most communities. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Marquette gets the win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Marquette Golden Eagles got a win at home, 68-58 over DePaul. Cam Jones, 19 points in the game, moved him to the number three all-time leading scorer in Marquette history. Stevie Mitchell was 17 for the Golden Eagles and 9 assists on what was the game plan for the first half.
We knew they were going to go zone because they did that last time, so we prepared a lot for that zone. And, you know, as the game went on, just sticking with what we were doing, I think in the first half we were driving it hard, but we were missing some shots. They have good players. They're contesting it. So I think we just were able to stick with what we were doing, even though the results necessarily weren't what we wanted in terms of finishing or making shots. And I just think that's just a testament to, you know, our trust in each other, our trust in, you know, our coaches, and, you know, our coaches trusting us.
Marquette is now off until next Tuesday when they host Seton Hall. NBA, it's the Bucks and the Timberwolves tonight in Minnesota, their last game heading into the All-Star break. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
A winter storm warning with a good 4 to 6 inches possible throughout the day. High temperatures will hit the upper 20s and snow could be quite heavy at times. It'll be enhanced by the lake with another 1 to 3 inches expected tonight. This would put storm totals anywhere from 5 to 9 inches. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Currently, it's 28 degrees.
WRJN. Yesterday, all my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly. Such an easy game to play. I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Why she had to go, I don't know. She wouldn't say. I said something. Such an easy game to play. I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Robin is here. Hey, Robin.
Hey, Kurt.
Now, when you refer to you and your husband, do you use the we? I mean, or when you're having a conversation, is it all about, you know, I, me, or is it about we and us?
I'm going to say a little bit of both.
A little bit of both. Okay.
Yeah, I and we, and then, of course, we and us.
I think.
Depending on what we're talking about.
Yeah, I think this is talking about conflicts in a relationship. Let me read you the story.
Okay.
It says, couples who consistently refer to themselves as we may get on the nerves of singletons everywhere, but spouses who use this couple-focused language may fare better during conflicts than those who don't. A study found that using personal pronouns such as we, our, and us while talking about a conflict was associated with more positive behaviors between the pair, such as affection, less negative behavior like anger, and lower stress levels. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, using words that expressed separateness, such as I, you, and me, during a conflict was associated with marital dissatisfaction.
You know, depending on the day, it's usually we, but if it's something that I really want to discuss, maybe it is a little me.
I think this is talking about arguments.
Okay, well, those we don't have.
Okay. All right, so use we, our, and us.
Mm-hmm.
Got it?
Yeah, sure.
All right, there's Robin. I'm Kurt. This is WRJN.
It's the time of the season.
when love runs high in this time, give it to me easy and let me try with pleasured hands
to take you in the sun to
promised lands
to show you.
Who's your daddy? Is he rich like me? Has he taken
any time
to show you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why.
I really want to know. It's the time of the season. Daddy, here
is. Is he rich like me? Has he taken
any time to show
you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why.
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for love.
Park to the Wingspread Conference Center. Local news and timeless hits.
Got it.
Local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Congratulations to you, Nick Beshore. Nick Beshore was the winner of our Valentine's Day Timeless Gifts contest and won some flowers, some jewelry, some sweets, and a romance CD, as well as a great date night to see Herman's Hermits and the Association. And it's all thanks to Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha at 75th Street and 30th Avenue, Rasmus and Diamonds on Washington Avenue in Racine, and the Peach Cobbler Factory at Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue. So congratulations again, Nick Beshore, from your home for Timeless Hits and your Valentine, WRJN.
Hi, this is Mike at your CBD store in Racine. We are sharing the love, no strings attached. Just schedule an appointment to receive a free $200 wellness kit February 27th through March 2nd. It's our way of saying thanks for prioritizing your wellness journey. Appointments are filling up fast, so call your CBD store on the corner of Highway 31 and Spring Street in Racine, or visit us on Facebook. If you stop in and schedule your appointment, you will receive a 7-day clinically proven sleep gummy.
That's 1 week free on me.
Consider volunteering for the Senior Companion Program in Racine for all the right reasons.
I'm Bev Landerman. I'm from Racine. I have 93 years tucked away behind me. I'm soon to be 94.
I'm Nancy Johnson, and I'm from Racine. I am a volunteer, and I was home alone a lot. And I thought, you know, there's got to be people out there that are alone and want some company.
Oh, I look forward to having Nancy come to my house. She has become like a daughter and a sister, a little bit of everything, a good friend. Because I have a history background, I had fun encouraging her to redevelop her history background.
She has me reading books that are probably 900 pages I never would have done.
Learn how you can volunteer. Call the Senior Companion Program at 262-898-1941.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day, the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. This Valentine's Day, sweeten the moment with a dessert they'll love. Warm their heart with cobbler fresh from the oven, paired perfectly with creamy vanilla bean ice cream. Or fall in love with freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls, comforting treats for a chilly winter's day. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Hey, this is WRJN General Manager Chris Morrow. We're getting geared up to be out and around the Racine community this spring and summer. A lot. And we're looking for some help. Are you somebody who could help us set up tables, tents, and hang banners in early evenings and on some weekends? We'd like to talk to you about a part-time position helping to promote the radio station and meet our listeners. If you have the ability to set up an awkward tent, carry some tables, hang some banners, we'd like to meet. Give us a call at 634-3311 during business hours and we'll set up a time to talk. 634-3311. That's WRJN looking for some weekend and evening help this spring and summer. Maybe it's you. Come join the fun as we continue to bring local news and timeless hits to Racine on WRJN.
For 98 years, you found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app, anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue, clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They learn much more. What a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
local news. Timeless Hits, WRJN. Hopefully you're staying indoors today, but if you do need to be outside, do use caution. Several inches of snow by the time it's all done. Look for a low tonight down to 14. Tomorrow's high up to 18. And then Friday, a 30% chance of afternoon snow, mostly cloudy and a high of 30.
Looking at the
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Well, when it comes to covering Wisconsin sports, nobody is better than our own award-winning Mike Clemens. Recaps of the Brewers, Badgers, and Bucks, and on-site reporting of the Packers. Mike is on every hour, weekdays on WRJN. Now, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A winter storm warning remains in effect until 3 a.m. Snow continues to build up, with some areas already seeing a few inches. It could be potentially up to 9 by the end of it all. The rate of snowfall will increase through the night, but the impact will vary due to lake effect snow. Law enforcement is urging drivers to slow down and be careful. There have already been a number of spinouts and crashes reported. Again, snow emergencies in Racine and Kenosha, and most schools have made the decision to close. Racine County closed up shop, so did Kenosha County. The business of both counties came to a close today with snow impacting operations. Gateway and Carthage joined the area school districts in canceling classes today. What's called a home-going service has been planned for Molly Jones. The Racine City Council member that passed away last week will be honored during a service Saturday. An obituary says the beloved mother and grandmother was a faithful civic leader. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Winter storm warning continues with snow showers for tonight, an additional 1 to 3 inches of accumulation, low mid-teens. For tomorrow, clouds in the morning, then some sunshine for the afternoon. A high temperature in the low 20s, but breezy. More snow possible Friday. It's 28 degrees right now.
Oh!
local news. Timeless Hits, WRJN. Says here, researchers say that the T-Rex dinosaurs would not only eat other dinosaurs, but eat each other as well. Sounds like Congress.
Just like on
is timeless, and it's WRJN. Join us in welcoming Dan Marcus to our midday workday hours. Dan brings his passion for timeless hits to Racine every weekday from 9 till 2. You can also hear some of his great interviews and stories from and about some of our 60s and 70s stars on the Dan Marcus Wax Museum podcast at danmarcuswaxmuseum.com. Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Well, make an appointment to join Terry Havel for his much-heralded Rock and Roll Never Forgets show. It's Saturdays from 10 till 2 on WRJN. It's the stories behind the hits and the stars we play every day. And some songs you may not have heard for a while. It's entertaining. It's educational. It's Rock and Roll Never Forgets, Saturdays on WRJN.
When the cold settles in, warm up with a bowl of homemade goodness from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Try their rich and hearty chicken and dumpling, creamy spinach artichoke, bold cowboy stew, or classic chili, all made fresh and served in a warm bread bowl or on the side. Pair it with fresh pastry or hot coffee and make your day a little cozier. It's the perfect comfort food for chilly days. Follow Main Street Bakery on social media for all the daily specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bains AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bains AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
No more mold, no more damage, no more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass-treated door. BCI Bath and Shower, interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
just take your glasses.
For 98 years, WRJN has provided local news, and now Timeless Hits 2. Coming up, CBS News at 6, and Chris Morrow has more Timeless Hits on the way. I'm Kurt Vollman. Thanks for being Homeward Bound with me this afternoon. I'll talk to you again tomorrow afternoon at 2. Have a great night.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And Timeless Hits, WRJN.
Well, I woke up this morning.